Regarding the first question in English, the BreLife vaccine is basically a vector-based vaccine. It's an innovation of the traditional virus-in-a-cell vaccine. That is why it's an innovation, because basically it's a vaccine that uses a virus that affects animals. Therefore, there is no risk associated with infecting humans, but it does provide antibodies development for preventing the COVID infection. Argentina is considered for testing this vaccine because of several reasons. One is that the COVID, the Israeli COVID vaccine, BreLife, it really needs a phase three study in a place where the pandemic is still running, and Israel, fortunately, is a country where vaccination means the successful vaccination means that there are not enough patients to enter into a phase three clinical trial where you need about 30,000 to 50,000 volunteers. And Argentina does have that number of potential participants in the phase three. Also, you know, the level of medical professionals and medical profession in Argentina is very high. Therefore, that's a place where we could really find the right partners, something that has been tested and checked by our experts as part of this delegation during these days in Argentina, and been validated and confirmed that this is really up to the standards and experience that Argentina already has in the participation in clinical trials for other vaccines. These are very important elements that were considered for testing the vaccine in Argentina. Indeed, the support of the Argentinian government in organizing this delegation has been very critical in also creating the framework for this kind of development. If an agreement is reached, which, you know, will take some time still to be reached, we are in a phase of exploring, you know, quick exploring of the opportunity. We are calculating a timeline of, you know, a few months to get things done and start phase three. If we can do this very quickly, maybe in 2, 3, 4 months, depending on the time that's needed to recruit volunteers, produce the vaccines, and then start the phase three in Argentina.